have a desire to have more fun, to have more joy, and to relax more. Maybe even more balance. Raise your hand if you also suck at relaxing, suck at slowing down, and suck at enjoying the process. Because the truth is, most inspiring, fun, driven individuals got to where they're at because they did the opposite. They had to grind, they had to push, they had to be busy, they had to do. It wasn't safe to relax. It wasn't safe to enjoy the now. And part of that was like stage one of human development. And that was helpful in the sense that it allowed most of these driven individuals to experience a track record of success, to experience outer success, to feel safer, to feel more in alignment with what they're doing based on what society told them. But now that you're doing it from this new way, where you're creating a life that you love, not a life that you have to, but a life that you would love to do, what often happens is when you go to relax, it could feel like, oh, I feel guilty for relaxing, or it's not safe to relax, or I don't even like to relax because there's a million things going on in your head. Just know that's normal, because those are the old beliefs. That's the old way of doing things. So what's going to have to happen is start rewiring and reprogram yourself from doing it from that new way, which is more from inspiration, which is more from trust, which is more fun and play. So how do you do that? Well, I think the most important thing to know, first of all, is it's normal, especially if you're someone that's driven and want to live a great life, to have resistance around relaxing. And most of it was because growing up, it probably wasn't safe for you to relax. Maybe you grew up in a house where you weren't allowed to relax. Maybe you didn't feel safe to relax. Maybe you felt like you had to be doing all the time for your worth to come from that. And knowing that that was the old way can help you step into the new way. And this is where you're going to have to put some work into believing and knowing that you are worthy of taking the time to do that. Knowing that your worth is no longer associated to what you're doing on the outside. That your worth is actually coming from within. At the level of the essence of the soul, nothing is missing. So you are whole. So how can you to start getting that worth to come from within? One of the things you can do is start being more kind to yourself. Start being more loving to yourself. Be more playful. Allow yourself the time to do things that you love to do. And that might be a baby step. So you laying on the couch for 5 hours just watching Netflix might not be in resonance with you. And that's okay. So you have to start become more conscious, aware of what are some of your behaviors, what are some of your beliefs, what are some of your old patterns. But also, what does relaxing even mean for you now? Because your definition of relaxing might be totally different than somebody else's. To me, it's being in nature. It's enjoying sitting and watching the sunset. It's going for a walk with the dogs. Maybe it's reading. So maybe start reimagining what relaxing, what fun, and what joy is for you currently. Then knowing that you're worthy of it. So start affirming. So since I'm worthy of love, where is this guiding me to go? Or since I'm worthy of love, how is relaxing going to serve me even more? So play around with it, have some fun with it. Let me know, are you awesome at relaxing? Are you having a hard time relaxing? Where are you at on that scale?